It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out, with health and beauty expert David Pollack and co-host Lisa Davis.
David, until about a week ago, I was living in the dark ages. I just got my first smartphone. I don't know why I was so resistant, and I flippin' love it. I was able to send you a photo of me getting my hair keratined yesterday, several actually, at the salon. I'm able to, you know, work on the run. I don't know what was stopping me, but there's so many things that our phones can do. I know. It's so funny that I'm so
okay. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you. No, your first smartphone. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, the rest of us that have smartphones, the rest, welcome to the century. You know, the rest of us out there,
exactly.
You know, beauty is difficult. Health can be difficult. We talk about all kinds of recipes, ingredients, and everything else. Today's guest is going to fit right in with what you're talking about with smartphones. She's found a way to bring it and make it easy with some sort of new apps and high tech, etc. So I'm excited. Dawn Del Ruzzo is joining us. She's a stylist, on-air fashion expert, TV personality, but more importantly, she has a hot and heavy love affair with Luxe Style, and she's going to make it all simple. Dawn, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. Excited to be here.
Well, I'm glad. Okay. Now, we often talk, you've listened to the show and you hear, we talk about health and beauty, and a lot of it, we talk about lists that people need to look for and carry with them, etc. But you say you can bring us in the electronic ages, and there are new beauty and fashion apps that you can recommend, not just for iPhones, but those of us with Droids and other smartphones. Is that right?
Yes, for any type of phone that you have. I mean, for me, working in this industry, I always felt it so hard to find a way, you know, you're carrying the paper list around with you and trying to run through the back of the product to see what's in it to make sure you're buying the right things, you know, staying away from chemicals. And for me, it was very important to do that. And so I started researching. Besides fashion and beauty, I love the tech side of things and, you know, using the internet as much as I can. So I was able to find these apps that actually can help us do that really quick and easy.
Okay, so if I went shopping, you've got something that I can scan a product and magically tell me what?
Yes, so one of the first apps it's called Good Guide that I found, and I am loving it. Basically, it's a free app, so you don't have to pay for it, and it allows you to scan the back of the product, and once you do that, it will give you a rating. And the rating, I mean, it's going to be based on, you know, your preferences and what you are looking for in the product. But it gives you a list of what's in the product, if it's good or bad, and then it also tells you what's behind the ratings and if they're certified for certain things and if there's certain things you should stay away from. And then it also goes into depth about the ingredients and why they're maybe bad for you. So some of the ingredients that I've found, which you probably know, David, they can cause side effects and other reactions to certain things based on what's in it. And I was amazed by that, even by some of the products that I thought were organic or natural, more natural products that I was buying. I found that they still had some of these ingredients in it. And I want things that I was trying to stay away from, this made it really easy for me to stay away from them.
Dawn, you should see the big smile on David's face when you said even things that you think would be really healthy are really organic. Right? David, tell us about why you're smiling so big.
No, you've hit on it, because there are so many products, even ones known to be organic or claimed to be organic, have harmful ingredients in it. People don't know unless they carry these lists. And so you just said this app is called Good Guide, and we're going to have to put this up on the website, and you hopefully have it on yours. Okay, so someone would just scan the UPC code on the back with their phone, is that right?
Exactly, and you can do it. I literally do it. Even like when I'm in a Whole Foods, before I even buy the product, I've been scanning them, and it gives me a list. And like, you know, silica, if that's in a product, and I'm like, oh my God, and I find out, you know, what's in it, and that, a lot of them have like the toxicity levels, they'll tell you that. And I love that it goes into that detail. Yeah, so it's pretty amazing.
So let's jump to another app. That one I love, and I would love to spend all 10 minutes on it, because you've hit my heart with that one. But let's talk about another one you've mentioned. Is there are some, if I go to a Whole Foods, or I love going to the farmer's market on weekends, but if I want to get products that support the local community, the local farmers, and I want to support organic items or find them, you say there's an app that I could get that would help me?
Yes, it's called Buycott, and what it does is, it's also a free app, so I love free apps. I love anything that you don't have to pay for in addition to it, but this allows
everything
you to...
Free.
Exactly. This allows you to sign up for different campaigns based on, you know, what you support. If you support local farmers, what it'll do is, not just for beauty products or for food or anything, you'll scan it in and say, like, you have a Clif bar that you are eating and you want to see if it's sustainable, or if you want to see, you know, who makes it and what's behind it. And if a bigger brand is behind it and maybe they're supporting, you know, GMOs, or they're putting money into, you know, not having things labeled for GMOs, and you want to stay away from that, this allows, makes it a lot easier to find that information out. Because you can't, you know, if you're in a store, you're not going to go home, find the product, go home, look it up on your computer. Does the brand behind it or the company behind that support this or not support it? So this app really quickly will give you that information while you're standing there in the store. So I'm loving it. Yeah.
Okay, let's keep going. We talk about loving free apps, but you also not just topical products, but you talk about clothing and some of your TV appearances and all you do out in the world. And so you said I keep my fashion forever. I'm out of date. But if you wanted to get rid of some of the things you've bought, what would you do? Is there's an app to help you get rid of your clothes or what is this?
This is an app. It's called Poshmark, and I've already sold, I'm not even joking, I've sold a ton of clothing. I even sold a few. You can sell unused beauty products on it, too. And it allows you to take a picture. It's sort of like eBay, but a lot faster. You take a picture of it, you put a description in it, and then there's other people on there that follow you if they like your style or your taste, and they will buy your items. So you price it. It's, you know, how you feel if it's newer or more used. And I've had checks sent to me just from selling items, you know, that I have no longer wear, or things that are new that I thought would fit and they didn't fit. And it's really simple. It's a quick app. I did it within 5 minutes, download it, and I've been using it for almost a year now to sell different products. And I mean, there's a ton of people on it. You find someone, you don't even have to, if you don't want to sell and you just want to buy, you want to find, you know, a pair of shoes for $5, you can find a pair of shoes for $5. And it kind of makes everything a lot easier and, you know, reusable, so you're not stuck just always buying the new. You might find your stuff that you like.
I love that. I am all about secondhand. I love nice upscale secondhand stores. I get my favorite stuff. Tell us the name of this one again. I want to get them all. What's this one?
It's called Poshmark. Poshmark. Yeah.
Okay, wait. Lisa, put down the phone till we're done.
Oh, come on.
It's trouble.
She's got a new smartphone, so she's downloading all these things you're mentioning them.
That's what happens.
But these are things, it sounds like you ladies, ladies, I think it'll help some of us guys. I need to get more into fashion, so you're going to have to help me find the right outfits for
absolutely.
Me. Okay, and so let's talk about another. If I'm looking for a particular beauty or fashion item, is there something that can help me, not just selling, but maybe find it? Poshmark is one to find things, but what else?
Mm-hmm. Now, there's an app called Pose, P-O-S-E, and this started as an app where people could just go on and take pictures of their outfits. A lot of girls were into, you know, oh, what are you wearing? You know, you ask your friend, what are you wearing today, or how do you look? So now you can kind of go across the world and see what everybody's wearing all over. Street style is so popular, but it also includes beauty. So I don't know if you're familiar, but nails, everybody's into like nails and nail art. So people are posting pictures of their nails, of their makeup, and you're able to tag where you purchased each item from. So when you go on there and you find someone's style that you like, you can follow them, and you can see where they bought that pair of pants or the shoes or the nail polish that they're wearing or the mascara that they have on. And then there's video included. You can also watch videos through it, and it's all through an app that you can do this. You can be anywhere in the world and check out someone's style.
So I'm going to join, and I'm going to take a picture of me in my lab coat. Do you think it'll catch on?
Exactly. Yes. You never know. Someone may be dying for that look.
maybe not, but I'd like to think so. I'll dream big. I'm going to try. We're going to run out of time here. We're going to have you back. But Dawn has written a book, 101 Glam Girl Ways to an Ultra Chic Lifestyle. So I invite you to visit her website, Dawn Del Russo, DelRusso.com. And check out her book, check out all her tips, and download some of her fun apps. This is your beauty expert, David Pollack, with the health expert, Lisa Davis, on Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay beautiful and stay healthy. Thank you for listening.